Escuchen todos, bienvenidos a la Metamore Show. Hey, listen everybody, welcome to the Metamore Show. And today we're talking about a little bit of my past. Vamos a hablar un poquito acerca de mi pasado. So, my past consists, is easy, we're gonna make this short and quick. My past is about fishing. I'm an ex-Bering Sea fisherman, okay? And I used to be fishing for a little bit, not too long, because I quit. Because what I want to get is that it's not good. People are being slaves up there. So, mi pasado es corto, para resumirlo, no voy a ser tan extenso. Era un pescador del mar de Bering y rápido renuncié. ¿Por qué? Porque las personas se están siendo esclavas. La mente se está lavando allá arriba, los espíritus están muriendo, personas así están siendo esclavas modernas, esclavos modernos, okay? So I want everybody to know that modern slavery is still till today is a real thing. I mean, it's crazy how people are being brainwashed in certain jobs. For example, fishing, man. If you look at the fishing industry right now, people are making billions. Listen, man, they're making billions of dollars off of those fishermen up there, especially what I know, the Bering Sea, and people are being brainwashed. You know how this is? Well, look, listen, man, I know people that they go up there and they come off the boat crazy. How is that? Because they make you, they do this NLP or NLR, neurological or rewiring of your brain. So, man, they rewire the way you think. And how they do that? Well, the way they give you instructions, the way they talk to you is kind of like backwards. They never answer you straight when you ask them a question. They ask you a question when you ask them a question. So it's really weird and messes with people's brains, especially after they've been working for 16, 18 hours, you know, straight, with only taking like 15 minute break every 4 hours. So quiero que sepan que las personas que están en el mar de Bering le están organizando la forma en que piensan, le están reamarrando, reestructurando el cerebro con unos sistemas muy sofisticados que fueron inventados en los 70 por unos psicólogos americanos. Se llaman neurological rewiring of the brain. Y esas personas, ¿cómo lo hacen? Bueno, ellos nunca te responden una pregunta que tú le preguntes, te la responden con una pregunta, te preguntan cuando tú le preguntas, la forma que te dan instrucciones, son cosas que derivaron del fascismo y ciertas cosas, las líneas de reproducción, la forma de trabajo, es una locura. Escuchen, I want everybody, man, I want everybody to be aware of this, and this is what this is how I'm going to start my show, and this is how my things is going to be based. I'm going to be talking about all the cool things that happened while I was fishing in the Bering Sea, right? All the cool money that I made and all these little cool things, but nothing more important than making people aware that it is not a joke. Voy a estar hablando de también de todas las cosas buenas y cómicas y la diversión que tuve mientras yo fui un pescador del mar de Bering, porque es un trabajo también divertido, tienes grandes amigos, el dinero que haces es muy bueno y te diviertes. Pero primeramente, escuchen, quiero que todas las personas estén conscientes de la esclavitud de las personas que se están causando lesiones físicas y mentales en ese trabajo. Personas nunca están siendo las mismas. Yo no me considero el mismo de cuando yo fui allá arriba. Hay muchas personas, pero bueno, yo soy uno de los bendecidos. Gracias, y le doy muchas gracias a Dios por eso, porque me dio la conciencia y en el momento indicado de irme. Pero eso no fue menos. Yo me retiré ya con dos hernias operadas, con lesiones en los brazos, con todo, increíble. You know, I retire, guys. I retire, mentally sane, so I would say, you know. But people are going crazy and leaving those jobs never being the same mentally, you know, especially mentally. Because physically, I'm destroyed, you know, two hernias, herniated disc in my back, you know, lower middle back, you know. England, you know, in my belly, man. I had surgery many times, you know, hernias. You know, we're lucky, man. I know guys, for example, I'm going to tell this little cool story, man. This guy, his name is Sean, right? Sean came in the boat from Samoa. Tall, funny dude, you know. Came on the boat. But he's one, you know, Sean, one of these kind of like distracted type of guys, right? So Sean went up on the boat, and I was the one who kind of like taught him everything, you know. Not everything, but mostly everything, because I like the guy, you know. We became friends, like really close friends, like me, him, and Jermaine. He came with his buddy Jermaine. This guy used to sing pretty good, man. Anyways, I like singing, so I was always with them. So I taught him everything because I was older there, you know. I knew more. So I taught, but Jermaine, you know, Sean, this guy is distracted, man. This guy is really distracted all the time, and I was worried about him because you got to be always aware of what's going on up there in the Bering Sea, man, if you're working in a factory. So my boat, 250, you know, feet long boat, has a freezer in the bottom, which holds 700,000 tons, man. Yeah, crazy. And then a factory, a processing factory on top. And then has the deck, and then it has the wheelhouse, the galley, you know, the rooms, the wheelhouse, and that's it, you know. So big, really big boats, right? And but this guy, man, Sean, they put him to work in the freezer hole down there, man. There's this belt where the cases, frozen fish, go in the belt, and these belts are divided. Sometimes they go the opposite ways, but there's a little gap in between those belts. But they always tell us, man, they always tell you, do not step on the belt, you know, because your foot could get stuck in between. If the belts are going the opposite way, your foot could get jammed in there and sucked in there. And those motors that run those belts are ran by hydraulic pressure. So that hydraulic pressure won't stop. If your butt and your foot get stuck in there, that thing's gonna keep going and destroy you. Anyways, man, Sean was so distracted. His first contract, he broke his middle finger really bad. Had to go home, get surgery for that, cause he kept working with a broken finger. He healed in the wrong spot. They sent him home, got surgery, gave him like $25,000. He came back for the next contract. And his first trip, his third day in there, man, it was probably like his fifth, sixth day, because the freezer, the half of the freezer was full, so he could walk on the level of the belt. So he was stacking, and he said that the boat rocked and he had to step on the belt, but that's all BS to me, you know. And if he ever listens to this, I'm sorry, but he stepped on the belt, man, and that got your foot stuck in there, man. That should never happen. So this is, man, it's hard for me to tell the story, but it's like Sean. and then his foot got stuck in there, man, and between the belts. And so the guy who was working with him, when he heard him scream, he stopped the belt. And the worst thing that he could have done, he panicked. But the worst thing he could have done was reverse the belt. And this guy, man, reversed the belt. And now I'm going to tell the story to tell up to this point in Spanish, because, you know, I got Spanish listeners. So, este muchacho Sean, quiero contar, estamos contando la historia de este muchacho Sean, bien entretenido, un amigo mío que empezó a pescar en el barco. Yo le enseñé muchas de las cosas que sabía, las cosas que él aprendió en el barco. Yo me convertí en su amigo, porque su otro amigo que él vino con él cantaba bien, a mí me gusta la música, y entonces me convertí amigo de este muchacho. En el primer contrato se fracturó el dedo del medio, siguió trabajando, y después que siguió trabajando, el dedo sanó en un lugar equivocado, lo tuvieron que mandar para su casa, lo operaron de ese dedo, le dieron dinero, como $25,000, bueno, se curó, regresó en el próximo contrato. Yo estaba ahí como en el quinto día, él está trabajando en el congelador abajo. Y entonces en el congelador abajo hay dos bandas que siempre te dicen... Disculpen, estaba tomando agua. Que nunca puedes caminar en esas bandas, porque esas bandas están divididas y tienen unas unos espacios en divisiones que cabe una mano o un pie, y a veces los motores, las bandas están yendo hacia lados opuestos o los mismos lados, y entonces algo cae ahí y se puede tragar para abajo como una moledora, ¿no? Y entonces nunca, siempre te dicen que nunca camines en esas bandas. Y Sean desafortunadamente caminó en la banda y se le trabó el pie, la bota en el pie. Y el otro amigo de él hizo, que estaba trabajando, no amigo, sino otro trabajador de él, que estaba trabajando en el congelador, hizo lo más inapropiado que puede hacer una persona, es darle reversa a la banda. Imagínense que le dio reversa. Imagínense lo que pasó. So this guy reversed the belt, man. And Sean's foot was coming off, peeling off the bone, coming off that. I wasn't there. I never seen it. I seen the pictures, but it was, you know, it grinded his foot, man, up to his below his knee, kind of, you know, and. So yeah, really bad, you know. So things like that, I don't want to go into the details, you know. After that, it was really hard to get that guy out of there, you know. Everybody had to go down there, you know, and I had to give him, you know, adrenaline shot, morphine, everything. It was crazy, but that's it, man. That's I don't want to. That's it. The story, you know. Ya no más acerca de esta historia. Eso es lo que quería decirle, you know. So this is what I want to talk, man. The Bering Sea is hard, man. A lot of things go wrong up there. People, you know, people get injured badly, you know, less to say that they die all the time. Not all the time in my company, that never happened when I was there, but back then it used to happen really bad. And it's not a joke. People get really, really excited when they meet a fisherman, and I know, you know, they're really badass guys. You know, we are bad guys. I mean, we work really super hard, and we do one of the hardest jobs in the world. But nothing to be really proud of, because you know what they're doing to us up there, man. They're like I said, they're brainwashing us. They're hurting people up there mentally, man, physically, and they're not compensating them, and it's crazy. So those jobs up there, man, I totally recommend everybody to stay off those jobs, man. Stay off those jobs. They're making billions and millions of dollars, and they're only paying you a little percentage of that. So yo les recomiendo a todas las personas que se mantengan alejados de esos trabajos. Están lavando la mente, dañando personas, y no lo están compensando por eso. Trabajo bien duro. Yo sé que las personas se ponen contentas cuando conocen a un pescador, pero el mar de Bering no es un juego. Personas mueren también, y no es un juego. So this is a little introduction of my show, man. I'm an ex-Bering Sea fisherman, and any questions, anybody that wants to know anything about fishing, I'm definitely going to be telling more stories about, you know, cool things that happen on the boat and things like that. But till today, this is my introduction, man, the topic. They say once a Bering Sea fisherman, always a Bering Sea fisherman. So, yeah, I'm going to close it off today, and I hope everyone that listened, you know, liked it, and I'm just doing this for the people out there, and I really love to anybody to, you know, comment on it and send me a message. And please, you know, if I was a little too harsh or whatever on people, you know, that this is my points. This is what I think. So listen, love you all, and we're going to close the Metamore show over here. So este es el final para Metamore show. Para hoy vamos a terminar con esto. Esta era una introducción a quién soy, el pescador. Voy a seguir hablándole de cosas buenas y bonitas que me pasaron en el barco. No es todo malo, pero quería introducirlos y darle mi primera y más profunda opinión acerca de la pesca y de las pescas comerciales en el mar de Bering. Muchas gracias. y que todos tengan una bella noche o día o lo que sea donde estén, y que la paz y la iluminación de los cosmos esté con todos ustedes. Amor para todos, y todo es amor. Auti.